It's Tuesday, the 7th of May, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Namibia Competition Commission has fined insurance companies 13.1 million for collusive practices. The first investigation revealed collusion in setting fixed prices for panel beating services, while the second uncovered restrictive agreements with windscreen retailers. Dina Kovasis, corporate communications practitioner at NACC.
In the investigation, the commission found that various insurance companies have colluded by setting panel beta fees. And secondly, it also culminated from restrictive agreements between various insurance companies and windscreen retailers. In this investigation, the commission found that the parties had entered into anti-competitive agreements amongst themselves.
The Institute for Public Policy Research is launching the third regional anti-corruption conference today in Lüderitz as part of its Integrity Namibia project. The initiative aims to establish a nationwide network of non-state actors dedicated to combating corruption in the country. The project plans to organize four regional conferences and one national conference by next year. Here's Graham Hopwood, director at IPPR.
Even now, the renewables, green hydrogen and so on, are at risk for corruption as well. So we wanted to address these risks and challenges early on in the process in Namibia by getting the public to come to this conference, including policymakers, to start thinking seriously about some of the risks involved and what actions we can take now.
As the global economic landscape continues to shift, recent developments have put South Africa and its neighboring countries on high alert. Joseph Shihama, an expert in corporate governance and economic affairs, offers comment on the potential withdrawal of Shell from South Africa after a remarkable 122-year presence.
Namibia have to apply a very good, conducive environment to the investors, also to apply good corporate governance to avoid these kind of things. This is now where we are in the middle or at the peak of the green hydrogen and as well as oil and gas, and we are seeing that a lot of companies outside, including Shell, they express interest in oil and gas.
Following the collapse of a five-story building under construction along Victoria Street in George Western Cape, two fatalities have been confirmed. 75 construction workers were present during the incident. George Municipality reports that 22 individuals have been rescued and transported to hospitals with two casualties. A massive rescue operation involving various disaster service units, including police search and rescue teams with sniffer dogs, is underway to extricate the remaining 53 trapped workers. The United States and Israel say they are reviewing and discussing their respective responses to news that Hamas has approved a ceasefire for Gaza. Hamas has agreed to a deal put forward by Qatari and Egyptian mediators, but its contents are not fully known, and Israel is yet to officially accept the terms. This breakthrough comes at a pivotal time just as Israel prepares for a full-scale incursion in the southern city of Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering, as Sarah Coates reports.
So certainly a lot of pressure on Netanyahu, but on the other hand, there's of course pressure from the far right flank of his government. We've already heard from the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir. He's basically said, in a rough translation from Hebrew to English, enough of these Hamas games. It's time for us to now go down into Rafah.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.